Cinematic Echoes, the Backwards Series, Season 3, Episode 11, They Are A-Changin', by Jordan D. White. Max Thornfield and his amazing flashback had been on one adventure after another in the past 6 months, and were finally enjoying a rare chance to relax. The pack's newest member, Furtress Fuzzbottom, was lounging about his quarters, engaging in recreational use of catnip, and toying with the cyber mouse they'd picked up a few weeks before. The newly re-effeminated Jill Slaughter was working on her rubber band collection, finally having the time to properly add the bands she'd been accumulating to the giant ball she was making.
Just a little more, come on, and perfect.
Jimmy Kovacs was reviewing the virtual recordings of the last 3 weeks of Sea Hollowspan, taking a moment to consider how serious his political aspirations actually were.
Senator Gersbergler, you fool! The IO agreement should be at the core of any America-Europa trade agreement. Are you blind?
Sarah Keene was making good on her bet with Dralis. She'd sworn she could make a meal out of the Salagotha they'd slain, and now, with the help of Santuri soy and some garlic and sesame, she was making it happen.
Just wait until she tastes this bastard.
Dralis Thornfield was in the gym, boxing with her shadow, taking advantage of the final hours of the spell that had made it into a separate entity from her.
Give it up! You'll never be as good as the original— Alright, that was a lucky shot. Just try it again!
The pack's perpetual house guest, Dr. Notori Stella, was in his guest quarters, feasting on the bananas that were his sole sustenance and dictating a new article on the potential for human photosynthesis.
Accepting that the chlorophyll would change the glamour and makeup industry in a substantial way.
Meanwhile, the team's leader, Max Thornfield, and his best friend and advisor, Molly Singh, were finally able to do the morning they'd been putting off for so long. They stood in full spacesuits in front of the engraving they'd affixed to the wall of the Flashpoint's vacuum garden.
It looks just like her.
Yes. Oh, Max, Julie's gone. She's really gone.
I know, Molly. I know.
We'll never see her smile again. Never hear her crazy one-god ideas. Never get beat by her at Trivial Pursuit and get ticked off when she does that little victory dance she always did.
You know what hurts the most? I never got up the nerve to tell her just how I felt about her. I always thought she knew, but I could never be sure. Just knowing that I'll never get the chance to tell the person it hurts. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Max, I should tell you.
Holy spokes! That sounds like a big one. What's going on?
I don't know. We'd better get back inside.
The two adventurers rushed into the airlock and met up with the full team gathered in their operations center moments later.
Keen, what's the word?
Away, 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 bird, since the bird is the word, where everybody's heard that the bird is the word, and don't you know about the bird? Everybody's heard that the bird is the
Somebody
word,
put
the
cat out.
Bird.
Got
the
it. Come back when you're sober, Niphead.
There's massive amounts of chronal energy flowing through a time stream.
Chronal? That means time travel. My specialty. What do you need me to do, Keen?
It's not that simple, Jill. From the quantity of energy here, it looks like we're talking about time alteration on a scale we've never encountered before.
Where's it coming from?
Based on these readings, it flows from somewhere around the year 4000.
4000? Oh no. Oh no, no, no.
What is it?
That's right in the heart of the Vampirosian Empire.
The Vampirosian... What's that?
The Vampirosian Empire. The Vampiros? It's only the most powerful Earth Empire of all time. The Vampiros are an offshoot of humanity created by Sir Ector Huntingdon in 1678, and who eventually take over, well, everything.
Huntingdon? The guy who invented gravity?
So what does all this mean? They're going back and changing history?
It sure looks that way. Must have decided to start the reign a few thousand years early.
Max, we've got to stop them, and fast. If they change things before we leave, we won't even remember that things are different. Heck, they could change us out of existence.
Great, Heisenberg. We'd better get a move on. But where do we begin?
Look, everybody. We're getting a signal from the past.
Onto the vid screen came the image of a man in the fancy dress of a 17th century English nobleman, resplendent and becaped with a large feathered hat. Behind him was a scene of smoke and destruction.
Flashback! Flashback, are you there?
Flashback here, come in.
Sarah, thank the heavens I found you again. I'm afraid that once more I must request your immediate assistance. The Vampiros are changing time. You've got to come at once.
Again? There must be some mistake, mister. We don't even know you.
So I've contacted you before you've even left your presence? Perfect. I'm Sir William Alfred Wickersham, 14th Lord Duke of Blackmore, formerly known as the Greater North Sea Continent of Britain. 17th century time traveler extraordinaire. Would that we had time for lengthier introductions, but I'm in immediate need. Suffice it to say, we should become allies in fighting the most horrible scourge of all time, the Vampiros. I'll feed you my coordinates, but you need to get here at once.
We've got a time turner on our team, sir. We're never late. Let's go, gang. Flashback.
Flashback!
No, Steloff. You stay here. Watch the flashpoint. There's no telling what could happen out there. Besides, considering our track record lately, an evil empire of the future should set us back, what, a minute or two?
You can count on me. I shall anxiously await your return.
The pack hurried, grabbed their gear, and the bleary-eyed, coffee-drinking Fertress hopped into their cat ship, the Marvin 3, and took off into the time-space continuum. Slaughter flashed the whole lot of them to the coordinates the nobleman had given, and moments later the pack was in the sky of Germany, 1446. A beautiful sunset peeked over the mountaintops, coloring the sky the yellow to red of a ripe peach. It would have been a beautiful moment if not for the hordes of spacecraft buzzing around the horizon, destroying everything in sight. The pack didn't even have time to gasp before the Marvin took some serious damage.
We're going down!
Brace yourselves!
The cat ship sped toward the ground at an alarming rate, but Molly, ever the skilled pilot, managed to pull up the nose at the last second, landing them roughly in the belly of the craft. The impact threw the pack around in their safety harnesses and wrenched the walls of the vehicle apart in huge gaping cracks. As the dust began to settle, the pack could see troops of vampiros outside those cracks, heading their way.
We've got to move. We've got to move now.
This way. The forest. Run!
What the mint is going on?
We'll explain later, Cat. Right now we've got lives to keep from losing. Ours!
Where's this Willy guy? Why did he call us here? He's not even around.
I don't know. These are definitely the coordinates he gave me.
Maybe we should just go back to Flashpoint and her group.
We can't, Max. If we try to go back before we've stopped them from changing the past, who knows what we'll be going back to? We can't return to Flashpoint until we finish this.
But who knows how long that could take?
Quick, into this cave, and keep quiet!
What are we even doing here?
We don't know. Some dashing British gentleman called and asked us to come, but he never said what we should do here.
So why don't we call him back and ask him?
Yeah, why don't we?
I'm on it. Sir William.
What? Who the blazes is this? How did you get this number?
I'm Sarah Keene of the Flashpack. You called us.
I'm afraid you're mistaken, miss. However lovely you are, I'd remember if I'd seen that face before.
You didn't summon us to 1446?
Heavens no! Why would I do that? I'm in Draculograd in 3939 dealing with the threat of the vampiros.
Mind if we join you?
Fellow time travelers, please be my guest, sir. I could use all the help I can get.
But Max, how will we get there? We've crashed our only ship.
We'll have to have Keene transport us to Slatter Time Steps.
But my teleporter...
I know, Keene. But what choice do we have now? We're going to have to do our best.
Everybody join hands.
The Flashpack did as Slaughter said, and moments later they were speeding through both time and space again, this time with their flesh exposed to the time stream. It tingled a bit. When they re-merged with the normal time flow, they were on the roof of the drying building in Draculograd 3939, just in front of the dandy do-right who'd summoned them forth. He doffed his cap to the ladies.
Smashing, you made it! I'm Sir William Alfred Wickersham, 14th Lord Duke of Blackmore, formerly known as the Greater North Sea Continent of Britain, 17th century time traveler extraordinaire!
Oddly enough, we've met before, briefly. I'm Max Stornfield. This is the Flashpack. Molly's
saying... Actually, I know of them as well. There's a huge display about you in the Vampiropolis Museum of Natural and Unnatural History in a few years. Even the preserved corpses of those of you they killed. You were apparently great enemies of the Empire, I'm impressed.
They kill us?
Not in this year, so you'll all be safe for now. Especially you, Miss Keene, I'll see to that.
With a flourish of his cape, Sir William gestured towards Sarah. With his other hand, he slipped an earbud into her palm. She blushed and looked to see if the rest of the pack had noticed, and found that they thankfully had not. All save Molly, who frowned as Keene slipped the bud into her ear and hit play, beginning his recording.
Your beauty astounds me. I must see you again. In private, once we're out of this mess. Shall we say Venice, 1784?
Keene blushed again as she noticed Sir William Alfred Wickersham, 14th Lord Duke of Blackmore, formerly known as the Greater North Sea Continent of Britain, looking her way expectantly. She nodded to him and tried to hide her glee.
The way I see it, we need to figure out what the vampiros are changing, how and when, and put a stop to it. I mean, if they're trying to get their empire started early...
Early? Did you say early?
Yeah, why?
The vampiros never had an empire. This, all this around you, is a result of their already having manipulated time. You must have left your era after the change has already begun.
So where and when does it all start?
I'm afraid I don't know that either. By the time I'd left the time stream, they'd already assembled the time guard to go back for their larger changes. I've no idea who began it all, but from what I can gather, the vampiros were meant to have died out a decade or two after they were created.
Great. So what are we supposed to do?
Well, we could go to the furthest back the coronal energy stretches and see what we can find there. I'm reading 800 BCE, somewhere around Mount Everest.
Suddenly, a flash of purple light burst across the sky, and more of the so-called Vampirosian Time Guard had the pack and company surrounded. The guard looked quite a sight, their nicely pressed uniforms at odds with the horrific fangs that grew out of their jaws as they opened and closed their mouths in anticipation of the meals they were about to enjoy.
Give up now, Flash Pack, and we guarantee you will die painfully as we rend you limb from limb. Fight back, and things might get ugly.
Leave me here. You go set things right.
But William...
Don't worry, Sarah. History books say I'll be saved by the cavalry at the last minute.
go.
No! Stop them!
Hands!
The flashback disappeared into the past, leaving Sir William Alfred Wickersham, 14th Lord Duke of Blackmoor, formerly known as the Greater North Sea Continent of Britain, surrounded.
You let them escape!
Let them? I helped them!
Sir William, before we begin the charade of attempting to blast you to atoms, there's something I think you should know. About your lineage.
Meanwhile, in 800 BCE, the Flash Pack were able to get the jump on the unwary pack of Time Guards burying a stash of 43rd century weaponry for their ancestors. The bulk of the pack was dumping the weapons into a volcano, while Max stayed on site, hunting down any stray vampiros. He was almost certain he'd gotten them all when suddenly, he spun around to find himself face to face, weapon to weapon, with the Flash Pack's mortal enemy, Mr. Banal.
Banal. I should have known. You'll never get away with this.
Easy, Thornfield. Don't get too twitchy on your goddamn trigger there, all right? That was just to get your attention. This time, I'm on your side.
Could Mr. Banal be telling the truth? Or is this wild rewrite of all history really his doing? Will Sir William survive the battle with the Vampiros to keep his date with Keen? Will the Vampiros really manage to kill members of the Flash Pack? When will the pack be able to go home? Find out in this season of Epic Echoes, starting next week with... Hitting the Books.